The wealthiest entrepreneurs didn't get there by mistake. They got there by mastering specific skills. This podcast, The School of Client Attraction, is my attempt to share those skills and the lessons I've learned while helping our clients to over $1 billion in revenue and to document the process of helping 1 million Black experts add an extra $1 million to their annual revenue. My hope is that you use what I share in this podcast to be one of those entrepreneurs and potentially have us help you get there faster and with greater ease. I hope you share and enjoy.
King of Client Attraction.
So a big thing a lot of individuals talk about, especially when it comes is agencies or individuals who teach people how to get clients, is this idea of more, 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 more. And I fell victim to that myself, being totally transparent. So in this video, I'm actually sharing with you how to actually make more money with less clients, right? So instead of working with thousands of clients, how can you work with a handful of clients and you still get to your goal? By the way, if you're watching this video and you're like, who's this guy? I'm Marquoy Russell. I'm the king of Client Attraction. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Client Attraction University. Today we've helped our clients to over $1 billion in revenue, Inc. 5,000 fastest growing company. And we're on a mission. We have a mission called a $1 trillion March, where we're on track and we're working towards helping 1 million Black service-based businesses to add an extra $1 million to their revenue, which would be $1 trillion added to the global economy and the Black community. And one of the ways we're doing that is by creating valuable content just like you're listening to right now, so you can actually take this and go implement it, because we're very select about who we work with. So we don't work with everybody, not the masses. We like to work with the elite, but of course we can actually put the content out so we can actually serve more people as well. You know, why you may be on the waiting list to work with us, whatever the case may be, right? So let's go ahead and jump right into it. And how do you do this with less clients? So let's just say, for example, let's jump over to my screen real quick. Let's say your current offer, and this really boils down to math, right? So let's just say, for example, right now you sell something for $1,000, right? And you want it to make $1 million, right? So this means you have to get, 1,000 clients, I think. Let me just make sure I'm doing my math correctly. I think it's 1,000 clients. I want to just make sure I'm doing my math. So you got to get 1,000 clients. Duh. Right. Let's say your offer is 5,000. Right. Then you would have to get 200 clients. Right. So this is way less than the 1,000 clients. Or you can just increase your price to 10,000. Right. And then you have to get 100 clients. And so forth and so on. You see how the math. So it's basic math, right? Which might be like, okay, how do you do that? Well, the first thing you gotta do is people don't buy based on price, they buy based on speed. So you gotta get really clear on what's your ideal client's current reality, right? And then what's your ideal client's preferred reality, right? And then what's the transformation gap that they have? And how fast can you close this gap? Right. So let's just say, for example, you sell somebody a $5,000 program and it says a 12-week program, or you got a service where it's an agency service or something, it's $10,000. Okay. How could you maybe create a $50,000 package or service where maybe instead of doing like a done for you agency where you just ran their ads, you came on as like a fractional CFO, a fractional CMO, for example. Right. And then you charge $50,000 a year. Right. And if you charge $50,000 a year and you only got 20 clients, you have $1 million business. Right. Or if you're a fractional CMO, if you're a marketing person or whatever, or if you're a financial person, same thing. Right. Now, I'm not saying you got to charge $50,000, but I'm just saying, how can you become more valuable to your client so they actually are willing to pay you more and you're helping them solve a big problem? Okay, so that's what you want to think about. So now you can go from working with way more clients, right? So for example, one of my goals this year was, depending on when you're watching this, was like, okay, I'm going to get 2,000 clients that we're going to work with over the year, serve, right? Now I'm like, as I kind of looked at values and things of that nature, I was like, you know what? I actually don't want 2,000 clients, right? Maybe 200. Right. So what's that? A tenth. Right. But I think it really boils down to what you want to build and keep in mind, because it's like, OK, because a lot of times, and I'm going to talk about it in another video, is that it shares on the channel here, the death of scale. Because a lot of times people are trying to scale so fast. And again, I fell victim to this as well. Whereas like, you forget about the profit margins and you forget about the lifestyle you want as well. So really tying that all in, how can I work with less clients, make more money, make the money you want to make, have a profit margin you want to make, while still having the margin in the lifestyle that you want to have as well, okay? So hopefully you got something from this. Please share this around. Comment below. Let me know your thoughts. If you agree, disagree, I'm totally open to your perspective and hearing from you. And of course, we probably got some links around this video somehow in the DM, I mean, in the description section or wherever you're watching this at, where you can actually get more resources. But if you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to subscribe, be sure to share, comment, all that good stuff. And also let me know what other type of videos you'd like me to create as well. And I'd be happy to knock them out for you. All right, so that's it for this video. Until the next one, have a phenomenal day, because you absolutely deserve it.